श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सदैवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशता जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण। तो आप सबका स्वागत है आज की क्लास में। और आज हम डिस्कस करेंगे ये टॉपिक सिंप्लिसिटी। सिंप्लिसिटी मीन्स बीइंग हम्बल एंड नेचुरल। सिंप्लिसिटी, सो सिंप्लिसिटी इज द वैष्णविज्म। इट्स अ एंटोनिम ऑफ सिंप्लिसिटी इज व्हाट इज एंटोनिम? इसका उल्टा क्या होगा? हाँ आप बताएंगे। हाँ फैशनेबल एंड मॉडर्न, दैट इज ऑल्सो करेक्ट। एग्जैक्टली अपोजिट ऑफ दिस सिंप्लिसिटी कॉम्प्लेक्सिटी, या दैट इज ऑल्सो यू कैन से। सिंप्लिसिटी का अपोजिट डुप्लिसिटी, duplicit, simple and duplicit, कहते हैं ना, कपटे, कपटता, छल कपट। सिंपल मतलब स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड, सीधा साधा, सादा जीवन, उच्च विचार, वैष्णवों का यही आचार। वैष्णव जो होते हैं उनका सादा जीवन और उच्च विचार होता है ना? हमारा जीवन सादा होना चाहिए। तो सिंप्लिसिटी क्या है? सादा जीवन का मतलब क्या है? व्हाट इज सिंप्लिसिटी? इसका अर्थ क्या है ना? तो आज की क्लास में हम इसको डिस्कस करेंगे कि सिंप्लिसिटी का अर्थ क्या है और सिंप्लिसिटी क्यों जरूरी है हमारे जीवन में। हम क्यों सिंप्लिसिटी, सादा जीवन क्यों बिताना चाहिए, क्यों नहीं फैशनेबल और मॉडर्न जीवन बिताना चाहिए, है ना? आपने जैसा बताया उससे क्या, और ये भी देखना पड़ेगा कि हम कितना अपने आप को हम समझने का प्रयास करेंगे कि हम कितना सिंपल हैं और कितना कॉम्प्लेक्स हैं हमारा जीवन। और उसके अनुसार आज की क्लास के बाद हम प्रयास करेंगे कि जिस तरह से आज की क्लास में हमने जो सीखते हैं उसके अनुसार अपने जीवन को ढालने का प्रयास करेंगे आगे से, है ना? तब जाके क्लास का पूरा फायदा होगा। तो हम जो भी आज सीखेंगे इस क्लास में उसका अर्थ, इस क्लास को रखने का उद्देश्य यही है कि आप सब लोग अपने जीवन में परिवर्तन लाएं। हैं जिनका जीवन सादा नहीं है, कॉम्प्लेक्स है, हैं जिनका विचार सादा नहीं है, तो वो उसको सादा बनाने का प्रयास करें। कैसे करेंगे वो भी हम डिस्कस करेंगे आज की क्लास में कि हमारे जीवन में क्या क्या कॉम्प्लेक्सिटीज़ हैं, क्या क्या जटिलता है ना, सरलता और जटिलता। तो क्या क्या सरल है, क्या क्या जटिल है, और इसको सरल बनाने से क्या क्या फायदे होंगे, है ना, ये दो चीज़ें। ठीक है, तो सबसे पहले सिंप्लिसिटी, सरलता, है ना, का अर्थ समझेंगे कि ये है क्या वास्तव में, इसका मतलब क्या होता है। ठीक है, तो सरलता का मतलब है, यहाँ पे दो चीज़ बताया गया है, पहला तो हम्बुल मतलब विनम्र, विनम्रता, और स्वाभाविक मतलब जो स्वभाव है उसके अनुसार, है ना, कुछ भी कपट नहीं करना। ठीक है, कपट नहीं होना चाहिए हमारे हृदय में, स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड बोलना है ना, ये नहीं कि छुपा रहे हैं कुछ, जो बोलना है स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड। स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड मतलब जैसे मान लीजिए कि कोई है तो किसी को प्रॉब्लम है ना, समबडी है जी, यू नो बोलते हैं कोई, आप तो बोल रहे हैं स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड होना चाहिए, सीधा साधा एकदम, तो फिर सीधा स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड का मतलब है कि फिर जब मैं जाऊंगा और मुझे किसी लड़कियों को देख के आकर्षण हुआ तो स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड में जाके गले लगा लेते हैं, स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड हो ना, आपने बताया था क्लास में, स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड मतलब अंदर कुछ और बाहर कुछ और नहीं होना, अंदर बाहर सब बराबर होना चाहिए, है कि नहीं। तो अंदर अगर मेरी अंदर इच्छा हो रही है तो बाहर भी वही जाके चलो गले लगा लेते हैं, आपने बताया था सीधा साधा होना चाहिए, नहीं। तो साथ ही साथ हमको विनम्र भी होना है, है ना, स्वभाव तो है पर साथ ही साथ उद्दंडता नहीं होनी चाहिए हमारे स्वभाव में, है ना। आप जैसे कहो कि प्रभु जी बहुत भक्त आएंगे तो स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड रहने का मतलब ये नहीं कि उद्दंड बन जाइए आप, है ना। बहुत भक्त आते हैं स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड प्रश्न पूछते हैं, और वो पूछते हैं किस तरह से, पूछने का तरीका है कैसे पूछते हैं, उद्दंड नहीं बनना, विनम्रता कैसे, इसलिए बताया गया है विनम्रता और स्वभाव के अनुसार। हाँ, पोलाइटनेस जो बताया था लास्ट टाइम अकॉर्डिंगली, दिस इज टू क्वालिटी, हम्बुल एंड नेचुरल। ओके, एंड इट ऑल्सो मीन्स, सिंप्लिसिटी ऑल्सो मीन्स हैप्पी एंड सेटिस्फाइड। इसका दूसरा अर्थ क्या है, हैप्पी एंड सेटिस्फाइड विथ वॉट एवर गॉड हैज प्रोवाइडेड यू एंड नॉट वॉन्टिंग समथिंग मोर ऑल द टाइम। जी भगवान ने जितना भी दिया उसमें संतुष्ट रह के प्रसन्न रहना, संतुष्ट रहना, ये नहीं कि हमेशा और चाहिए और चाहिए और चाहिए और चाहिए। एक बार बिल गेट्स का इंटरव्यू हुआ था, बिल गेट्स के इंटरव्यू में उससे पूछा गया कि आपको, आपने तो बहुत, आपका पूरा टारगेट जितना होगा पूरा हो गया, और क्या आपका एम क्या है, व्हाट इज योर एम इन द लाइफ। तो बिल गेट्स ने बोला कि आई वांट मोर मोर एंड मोर, है ना। तो हम लोगों को ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए, जो व्यक्ति सिंपल होता है, सिंप्लिसिटी जिसमें रहती है, दैट पर्सन इज हैप्पी एंड सेटिस्फाइड विथ व्हाट एवर गॉड हैज प्रोवाइडेड एंड नॉट वांटिंग समथिंग मोर ऑल द टाइम। ये मिल गया हैं तो भगवान ये दे दीजिए, वो भी मिल गया तो अब ये दे दीजिए, अच्छा ये तो दे दिया आपने पर ये भी देखिए ये बाकी है वो भी दे दीजिए, है ना। अच्छा, तो देयरफॉर हिज लिस्ट कीप्स ऑन इंक्रीजिंग डे बाई डे, और इसलिए ऐसे व्यक्ति को सिंपल नहीं बोलेंगे, इसको बोलेंगे कॉम्प्लेक्स, जटिल, सरल नहीं बोलते, इसको जटिल बोलते हैं। तो हम लोगों को ऐसा होना चाहिए, हम लोग हम्बल एंड नेचुरल एंड हैप्पी एंड सेटिस्फाइड विथ व्हाट एवर गॉड है प्रोवाइडेड अस, एंड नॉट ऑलवेज हैंकरिंग फॉर मोर एंड मोर एंड मोर एंड मोर। 15,000 सैलरी मिल रहा है तो 25,000 के लिए, 25,000 के लिए अपर खाट, देन 25,000 मिल रहा है 50,000 के लिए वर्ड खाट, देर इज नो एंड। इवन ए पर्सन गेट्स 5 लाख रुपीज सैलरी, ही डजेंट हैव एनी एंड, ही सैलरी ऑल्सो गेट्स ओवर बिफोर मंथ फिनिशेज। सो सिंप्लिसिटी का मतलब है कि जितना कहते ना कि जितना चादर है उतना ही पैर को फैलाना, है ना, तो उतना ही होना चाहिए, ये इसको कहते हैं सिंप्लिसिटी। जीवन इतना सादा होना चाहिए कि हमको जितना भी भगवान दे रहे हैं उसमें संतुष्ट होने का प्रयास करना चाहिए। ठीक है, तो ये अर्थ है सिंपलिसिटी का। ओके, नाउ वी विल गो टू द नेक्स्ट पॉइंट। अगेन द सेम सेवन पॉइंट वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस। थिंक, अंडरस्टैंड, डू नॉट डू, डिस्कवर, अप्लाई इन डिवोटी सर्कल एंड होमवर्क। लास्ट टाइम जो होमवर्क दिया था आप लोगों ने किया क्या? व्हाट वाज द होमवर्क लास्ट टाइम? हाँ, इम्पोलाइटनेस। तो किसी को मिला कोई? एनीबडी ट्राइज? हाँ बताइए। बैक बाइटिंग, हाँ मतलब बुराई करना। हाँ बिल्कुल सही, दैट इज इम्पोलाइटनेस। और कोई? एनीबडी एल्स ट्राइड? एनवियसनेस, इम्पोलाइटनेस के बारे में। तो हाउ यू बिकम इम्पोलाइट, मतलब कहाँ आपको लगा कि हम मैं इम्पोलाइट हूँ? क्या बोले, क्या मतलब, विच वर्ड्स, विच सिचुएशन? एग्जैक्टली आई वॉन्ट टू नो द सिचुएशन। नो नो दैट आई नो, बट एग्जैक्ट सिचुएशन में जानना चाहता हूँ। एग्जाम्पल कहाँ आपको मिला ऐसा? हाँ ऑफिस बता सकते हैं, वही बता रहा हूँ। ऑफिस में स्पष्ट बोलिए, है ना, जहाँ पे आपको जैसा वो बताना है। राजीव रंजन प्रभु बताएंगे कुछ कि कहाँ पे आपको जो है इम्पोलाइटनेस दिखाई दिया? आप पोलाइट नहीं थे, या कोई दूसरा आपके साथ कोई पोलाइट नहीं, बहुत रफ व्यवहार किया? हाँ बस में क्या हुआ? हाँ सी, दैट इज इम्पोलाइटनेस। डजेंट हैव मैनर टू हाउ इट विल हर्ट अदर, दैट दे आर नॉट ट्रेंड इन दैट एंड मेनी पीपल। वेरी गुड, एनी यू? आपके लिए इट्स वेरी गुड। और आप बताइए राकेश प्रभु, एनी एग्जाम्पल ऑफ इम्पोलाइटनेस इन योर डे टू डे लाइफ? इम्पोलाइटनेस, करेक्ट। और राजेश प्रभु, आप तो थे नहीं लास्ट क्लास में, थे तो आपने क्या कहीं मिला आपको कोई आपसे व्यवहार रूखा, रूखेपन का व्यवहार किया किसी ने? किसी ने नहीं? इम्पोलाइटनेस। आप बताएंगे गौरव आनंद प्रभु? भक्तों में कुछ नहीं होता क्या? सब ऑफिस के बता रहे हैं, बाहर की दुनिया में भक्तों में भी बताइए कुछ आपस में। हमारा व्यवहार कब इम्पोलाइट? एक डिवोटी वो होता है जो अपने अंदर की गलती देखता है ज़्यादा, है ना। हम लोग को क्या देखना है कि मैं कहाँ पे इम्पोलाइट हुआ ना। अभी तो आप लोग बता रहे हो दूसरा व्यक्ति आके आपके साथ इम्पोलाइट, बट इन डिवोटी लाइफ, है ना। लास्ट क्लास मैंने लिया था तो मेनी पॉइंट्स आई सेड अबाउट द डिवोटीज, उसमें देखना है। जैसे सिंपलिसिटी भी, तो सिंपलिसिटी अब ये नहीं जाके बाहर देखिए सबको, ये सिंपल नहीं है, ये सिंपल नहीं है, ये सिंपल नहीं है, नहीं। वी हैव टू अप्लाई इन आवर लाइफ, वेयर आई एम नॉट सिंपल, वेयर आई एम नॉट पोलाइट इम्पोलाइट, वेयर आई एम नॉट पोलाइट, दैट वी हैव टू स्ट्रेस। वी हैव टू ऑब्जर्व आवर सेल्फ, नॉट द होल वर्ल्ड। मतलब यू शुड नॉट बिकम लाइक यू नो दुर्योधन. वंस युधिष्ठिर एंड दुर्योधन बोथ केम टू द्रोणाचार्य एंड द्रोणाचार्य सेड दैट बोथ ऑफ यू गो इन द मार्केट टाउन एंड ही सेड दुर्योधन दैट यू गो एंड फाइंड वन पर्सन हु इज मोर डिग्रेडेड देन यू नो हु इज बेटर देन यू and then he said Yudhishthira, you go and find out a person who is lesser than you. So both went and after some time they came back. Duryodhan, he asked, so you did you got? He said, no, I did not got anybody better than me. And he asked why? So he said, all these people are, you know, द्वापर युग इज गोइंग ऑन, एवरीबडी इज डिग्रेडेड. लाइक वी से ना कलयुगा में सब डिग्रेड हो गए हैं, बट वी डोंट सी दैट वी आर ऑल्सो इन कलयुगा. सो सम मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम वी फील टू यू नो अप्लाई द टीचिंग्स ऑन आवर ओन सेल्फ, दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम. जब हम प्रभुपाद की किताब पढ़ते हैं तो प्रभुपाद लिखते हैं कि कार्मी लोग जो होते हैं वो मतलब सेंस इंद्रिय तृप्ति में लग रहे थे. तो हम कार्मी जैसे ही नाम आता है तो ऑफिस में कार्मी है, रोड पे कार्मी है, पर हम सबसे बड़े कार्मी तो हम खुद ही हैं. कर्मी हैं, कर्मकांड में लगे रहते हैं, है कि नहीं. हर चीज़ को करते हैं तो हमको फल की इच्छा होती है. हमारे अंदर प्रभुपाद की किताब पढ़ते समय दूसरों को नहीं, रास्कल जब प्रभुपाद बोलते हैं तो हम कहते हैं बाहर वाले रास्कल हैं, हमको खुद रास्कल मानना है अपने को, कि नहीं. हमारे लिए प्रभुपाद लिख रहे हैं, बाहर वालों के लिए नहीं लिख रहे हैं. इसके लिख रहे हैं, हमारे लिए लिख रहे हैं, हमारे अंदर की जो कमी है उसको दूर करने के लिए लिख रहे हैं. सो दैट इज कॉल्ड अनदर वे ऑफ सीइंग द थिंग्स. हम लोग को जो है अपने अंदर अप्लाई करना है, अपने अंदर देखना है हम कहाँ रुके हो रहे हैं, हम कहाँ गलत हो रहे हैं, है ना. तो इसलिए अभी आप लोग सुनोगे नहीं उस लेक्चर को, बार बार सुनना पड़ेगा आप लोगों को, तब आप लोगों को याद रहेगा, नहीं तो आप भूल जाओगे. और रेगुलरली दीज क्लासेस यू हैव टू रेगुलरली रिपीट हियर अगेन एंड अगेन. आपने सुना
एक दो बार सुनी
तो उसको इम्प्लीमेंट करना है अपने जीवन में. लेट अस इम्प्लीमेंट द प्रिंसिपल्स इन आवर लाइफ, है, नॉट टू सी अदर्स. We have to see others less and more in our own heart, है ना. ग्रेजुअली बट यू ट्राई एट लीस्ट, है, जितना कर सको करो, है कि नहीं. हाउ मच यू कैन अप्लाई दैट मच वी कैन डू, है ना, उतना कीजिए. तो ठीक है, आगे से आप लोग करेंगे. अगली बार जो एग्जाम्पल होना चाहिए वो अपने जीवन से होना चाहिए, यानी बस वाला, दुकान वाला, ऑफिस वाला, सब बाहर से ही देख रहे हैं, है कि नहीं. हरे कृष्ण. यू हैव टू सी इन आवर ओन लाइफ, आवर ओन हार्ट. आप बताएंगे साहिल प्रभु. Yes, true. आर्ग्यूमेंट चलता है. हाँ, आर्ग्यूमेंट करते हैं पर इम्पोलाइट नहीं होके, पोलाइट रहते हुए आर्ग्यूमेंट होता है कि नहीं. गुड. सो लेट अस टुडे डिस्कस सिंप्लिसिटी. व्हाट इज सिंप्लिसिटी? ऑलरेडी वी हैव डिस्कस्ड, है, already discussed that simplicity means being humble and natural and also being happy and satisfied with whatever God has given, whatever God has given, not that we want more and more and more and more. So that is not simple. So that is simplicity. Yes.
Don't be this much humble.
No, we should always be humble. But at the same time, we should be firm. Understand? The difference between humble and at the same time, we have to be firm.
Strong.
Hilna nahi, but calm and peaceful. Prabhuji bolunga, par Prabhuji bolunga, par jo sahi hai Prabhupada ki philosophy se hatunga nahi. Humble doesn't mean that somebody says, come let us go for meat eating. Oh, I am humble, I should not reject his word. I should go and do meat eating. No, that is not humble. Humble matlab, binamra hai, par binamra to sahi bolega, nahi Prabhuji, nahi ja sakta. Chalo, nahi ja sakta Prabhuji. Chalo, chalega ki nahi? Sorry Prabhuji, nahi ja sakta. Gali bhi dega to aise hi bolega, sorry Prabhuji, nahi ja sakta. है ना, दैट इज हम अंडरस्टैंड लाइक दैट बट फर्म बी फर्म स्ट्रांग इन द हार्ट स्ट्रांग है ना व्हाट इज राइट दैट वी मस्ट आई मस्ट डू बट विथ ह्यूमिलिटी प्रभुपाद वॉज हम्बुल बट ही टू स्पीक सो हेवी वर्ड्स रैस्कल बट ही वॉज हम्बुल Like that. He was like a lion, but still he was humble. You know? It's like that. Material life, you have to see the situations. Not everywhere, you know? Not everywhere. You need to hiss also sometimes. Hissing. Hissing first time. I said last time, hissing first time. I did not say.
Otherly,
I said. When Narad Muni was having one disciple, one snake, very fierce snake. So the snake was very fearful, and many people in the village were very afraid of that snake. Anybody goes in his area, he will bite him. So, once upon a time, what happened? That Narad Muni was going to that village and then people said, see Narad Muni, you only can change this snake's heart. From passion to compassion. So Narad Muni went and he saw the snake and then Narad Muni preached to the snake. The snake became a devotee, like us. We were also like snake only, isn't it? Before coming in Krishna consciousness. Hai na? You are like snake. Except few devotees, great souls. But I was certainly a snake. So, I am still a snake. So, Narad Muni said that, okay, so now you develop all the 26 qualities of the devotees. And then snake became very calm and peaceful. And then people saw his behavior and they started, troubling the snake. Children say, snake will not bite anybody. And he will remain like lying on the ground. Same snake, people used to feel terror. Atank tha jiska, wahi saap jo abhi ekdam soya rehta tha. Koi maar ke, laathi se mare, danda se mare, koi fark nahi padta uspe. Then once upon a time Narad Muni was coming and then he saw that people are beating the snake and snake fellow, this fellow is not doing anything and the children are throwing stones and his body is bloody. So Narad Muni said, what is this? What are you doing? Why don't you chase them? So he said, Narad Muni, I have become devotee. How can I do this? Narad Muni said, I said you not to bite, but at least you can hiss upon them, na? At least you can hiss. Dikha sakte hai na? Kaatna nahi hai, but usko dara dena hai. आएगा तो काट दूंगा, पहले से इतने डरे हुए, जस्ट तुम्हारा हिस ही बहुत होगा उनके लिए, इजंट इट लाइक दैट। सो यू शुड लर्न टू से हिस, उनको डराना है, दूर रखना है ना, लाइक दैट। सो वी कैन डू दैट, बट काटना नहीं है, उनको नुकसान नहीं पहुंचाना है ना, दैट इज नॉट अ डिवोटी। ओके, सो देयरफॉर वी शुड बी हम्बल एंड नेचुरल, नेचुरल नॉट डुप्लीसिट इन द हार्ट, एक्सटर्नली समथिंग एल्स, इंटरनली समथिंग एल्स, है ना। मेनी टाइम आई सी डिवोटी, यू नो दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू टेल द ट्रूथ एंड दे हाइड द थिंग्स इन द हार्ट। लाइक आई आस्क वन बॉय, वुड यू लाइक टू कम इन द कैंप, प्रभु जी आई विल ट्राई, वॉट इज ट्राई, देर इज नो ट्राई, यू से येस और नो, वी आर गोइंग टू मेक अरेंजमेंट फॉर दी स्टूडेंट्स एंड वन डे इज लेफ्ट, यू आर टेलिंग ट्राई, वाई डोंट इट से क्लियरली, देन ही सेड प्रभु जी आई विल नॉट बी एबल टू कम, यू अंडरस्टैंड, दिस इज कॉल्ड डुप्लीसिटी, नीदर आई वॉन्ट टू से नो नीदर आई वॉन्ट टू से येस, I want to remain very good. No, we should know, it should be simple. If you have some problem, you discuss it. So you can tell your genuine problem. That's all, you tell the problem. You don't tell, I'll try. What is it saying? So therefore we should be clearly telling, I may have this problem, because of that I may not be able to come. Clear. Exact definition. Okay? So therefore we should be natural and humble at the same time in our day-to-day life, like most of you are working in the offices, you should be very careful. The second part, that we should not feel, we should be happy and satisfied with whatever God has given. I see people are hankering for more and more. This degree, that degree, cat, dog, what is so, as, whatever. Now cat has come, after some time dog will come. Then they will go for as, then pig. Like that. Again, I am trying so much, working 18 hour, 20 hour. Prabhuji, this is service to Krishna. You have to do this. Work 18 hours as a service to Krishna. Where it is written in the scriptures? No. The karma, which karma is worship, is the one which supports you to advance in bhakti, not go down in bhakti. नो, बट पूजा का मतलब क्या, पूजा करने से क्या फायदा है, वाई यू डू पूजा, गोल, पूजा का गोल क्या, उद्देश्य क्या है, व्हाट इज द उद्देश्य, गोल, पर्पस ऑफ डूइंग वर्शिप, टेल मी, टू सेटिस्फाई द लॉर्ड, टू प्लीज द लॉर्ड एंड एडवांस इन द स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, माई हार्ट शुड गेट प्यूरिफाइड. So anything you do, by doing, your heart is getting purified, that is worship. But if your heart is becoming contaminated, then that is not worship. You understand? So the work which by doing that your heart becomes pure, you can become more closer to the God, you feel closer to the God, you feel happy, you feel purity in your heart. अब 18 घंटे जो है जॉब कर रहे हैं, देर इज नो टाइम फॉर रीडिंग, देर इज नो टाइम फॉर हियरिंग, देर इज नो टाइम फॉर एसोसिएशन, एंड प्रभु जी आई एम डूइंग इट फॉर कृष्णा, कृष्णा नेवर सेज दैट यू डू सो मच फॉर मी दैट यू डोंट हैव टाइम फॉर रीडिंग एंड हियरिंग, सो लाइक दैट वी शुड अंडरस्टैंडिंग दिस पॉइंट, दैट वी शुड नो दैट वेर इज द लिमिट, and therefore beyond that limit a devotee never compromises. He may get 10,000, 50,000 salary, but he doesn't want to more and more and more. Like one devotee came, and Naresh Prabhu, he was telling me, Prabhuji, I don't want to work so hard, और कोटेश्वर प्रभु इसे गुड़गांव डिवोटी कोटेश्वर प्रभु ही लेफ्ट द जॉब नाउ ही इज गोइंग फॉर PhD एंड सेड आई डोंट वांट लाइक टू डू सच यू नो हैवी जॉब्स वी आर सो हार्ड वर्किंग ऑन ऑल दीज थिंग्स नो हैसल एंड वेन देर इज मेल्ट डाउन देन दे विल थ्रो अस अवे मोर प्रेशर मोर एक्सप्लॉयटेशन ऑल दीज थिंग्स डिवोटीज लाइफ ही मे गेट लिटिल लेस बट ही शुड बी सिंपल ही शुड बी हैप्पी ही शुड बी सेटिस्फाइड एंड ही शुड हैव टाइम फॉर दी हिज ओन लाइफ हिज ओन साधना Isn't it? So that is the devotee. Not only hungry for money and money and money and money and no time for chanting and reading and hearing. Isn't it? So that is the devotee. So simplicity means this. Okay? These two things. Let us make our life so simple, mould our life in such a way that we should not hanker for more and more rather than be satisfied with whatever I have got and I should get time to at least perform my devotional service. At least I should, many people, you know, in the offices, they work for 15 hours and then they sleep sometimes in the office only, they eat in the office. And then even in Saturday, Sunday also they go to the office, karmic people. I see some devotees who are not very mature, they also. Nowadays many devotees are going because they melt down, so much pressure is there. Even devotee has to do. And they ask me, but I also cannot do anything because they have to live their life. But that is okay, temporarily this is emergency situation in the world. But it should not be done always. Other periods we should try to find a job which helps us to advance in bhakti rather than earning money and spending again. Again earning and spending like that. That should be our life. So simplicity, that is called simplicity. Now simplicity, politeness and simplicity is of following categories: simplicity in food, simplicity in dress, simplicity in outing, simplicity in service, simplicity in front of God. Okay, so these are the aspects we are going to discuss. So simplicity in food. The purpose of food, what we are taking, is to increase the duration of life, purify the mind and add the bodily strength. This is the purpose, isn't it? When we are taking food, purpose of food is to increase the life duration and it should purify our mind and bodily strength also should increase. So we have Dr. Manu here. So he will tell what kind of food helps. Oily and spicy food doesn't help in any one of these. People are taking burger, pizza, and McDonald's, you know, so many things, and pakoda, and all these, so many preparations. Even sometimes our devotee goes and eats patty and all this, you know, oily and spicy stuff, which doesn't do any one of these things. Neither it can increase your duration of life, nor it will purify your mind, neither it will add to your bodily strength, nothing. It can simply damage your health and your whole life. So therefore, it's very important here that we should select simple, we should be simple in our food. Hota kya hai, jab humare paas bahut paise hote hai na, to khujli hoti rehti hai pocket mein. Kaise kahan pe isko kharch kare? Main dekhta hu bahut sare bhakt aate hain. And they go to the Govindas. You know, Govinda is not for devotees. Try to understand. Govinda's restaurant is not for the devotee. It is for the outside people to attract them. But for the devotee, it should not be. Initially, in the beginning period, it's okay. We also doesn't say anything. But gradually, we should become mature, isn't it? In case of emergencies, sometimes we can go. But otherwise, we should avoid. Particularly those who are trying to become serious in Krishna consciousness. Those who are trying to become serious, they should be very careful. Particularly those who are in preaching. Apani achari prabhu jiva rasi khaye. You are eating delicious food, going in the restaurants and all this. And then what will you teach to your juniors, your subordinates? And they will see you are going, and then they will also follow the same. है ना सर, वी आर टू वेरी केयरफुल व्हेन वी आर गोइंग टू द रेस्टोरेंट एंड गोविंदाज एंड ईटिंग यू नो समोसेज एंड दिस यू नो ऑल दिस बर्गर पेटी एंड ऑल दिस कॉस्टली थिंग्स देन दे विल सी व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन दिस पीपल एंड अस इजंट इट लाइक दैट पार्टिकुलरली व्हेन वी आर प्रीचिंग एंड वी हैव टू वेरी केयरफुल बिकॉज बाई आवर एक्शन वी स्पीक नॉट बाई आवर वर्ड्स पीपुल सी इट सेज एक्शन स्पीक्स लाउडर देन वर्ड्स तो वॉट यू एक्ट पीपुल सी दैट नॉट वॉट यू स्पीक लाइक दैट दैट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वी हैव टू बी इंटीग्रिटी इन आवर वर्ड्स एंड आवर एक्शन इजंट इट सो देयर पर्पस ऑफ वी हैव टू एंड वी शुड ईट दोज फूड विच हेल्प्स अस दिस इज डेंजरस फॉर हेल्थ इफ यू ईट टू मच चाट एंड ऑल दिस थिंग and samosa and patty all these things you see your stomach doesn't feel nice it is you are you know putting so much pressure load on your digestive system so that in that way also it is complex so therefore we should simplify our food what is the simplified food take milk products sugar rice wheat fruits and vegetables milk butter cheese and similar products give fat So these are the things in Vedic culture which are very very famous, healthy, good for the health, good for the mind, isn't it? So therefore we should take such things, not that spicy, too much spicy things like protein. Some people say protein is amply available through split peas, dal, wheat, etc. And all these are called the foods in the mode of goodness. So we should take the food in the mode of goodness, not in the mode of passion and ignorance. What is the food in the mode of passion? Foods that are too bitter, too salty, or too hot. बहुत ज़्यादा मतलब तीखा, बहुत ज़्यादा नमकीन, नमक डाला हुआ है, मिर्चा नमक पूरा डाला हुआ है. Some people so much mircha is there already over and above that they take separate mircha also, chilli. प्रभु जी थोड़ा चेंज चाहिए फ्लेवर ऊपर से थोड़ा मिर्चा एक दे दीजिए थोड़ा चिली इवन डिवोटीज है नो कृष्ण से जिन भगवद गीता एट दीज आर द फूड इन द मोड ऑफ पैशन दे लीड टू द सफरिंग एंड दिस इज द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट थिंग टू कंट्रोल जीवा वेगम द अर्ज ऑफ टंग इज द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट थिंग टू कंट्रोल वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट इफ यू कैन कंट्रोल दिस food na food habits you can control all your senses Srila Prabhupada is writing in Nectar of Instruction if you can control your tongue then you can control all your senses this is the most difficult sense to control is the tongue
do hoti ho do tena do chhin chiz wan hoti hai pure woh lalchi kya bolte kuch bolte
hai na ha 2 inch flesh is controlling our whole body No, our whole existence, this 2 inch place. You understand? Right. So, they lead to the suffering and diseases, so many diseases, constipation. People are suffering from constipation, still they cannot live. No, they still when they see pakoda and they see singha, samosa or they see bread pakoda, patty, all these things and immediately they rush to put all these things in the stomach somehow.
Obesity
is the common problem in the world. Still they are eating, yes. So a devotee should not be like that. What is the sign of mode of passion? In the beginning it is like nectar, but in the end it is poison. It will destroy us. We should avoid it. Okay? So therefore, simplicity in food. Foods that are cooked long time ago, that are decomposed, tasteless, and are not fresh, are in mode of ignorance. Then, therefore, we have to take the food in the mode of goodness, and in that also, the best food is one which is offered to Lord Krishna with love and devotion. How many of you are taking the food offered to Lord Krishna? Raise hand.
वेजिटेबल्स वगैरह या फ्रूट्स वो लगा
वी शुड माउल्ड आवर लाइफ इन सच ए वे दैट वी शुड ईट द फूड विच इज ऑफर टू लॉर्ड कृष्ण सम ओवर अदर लाइक मेनी ऑफ यू. कितने लोगों ने हाथ उठाया था, उठाइए हाथ फिर से. दोज हु आर नॉट ईटिंग वी हैव दिस फैसिलिटी ऑफ वेज नो इन वेज इमेजिंग प्रभु जी आई हैव टू टेक फूड आउट साइड सो हाउ कैन आई गेट विदाउट ओनियन एंड गार्लिक ऑल दिस सो वाई डोंट यू कम इन द बेस्ट लाइक फैसिलिटीज और वाई डोंट यू ओके दोज हु आर स्टेइंग एट होम दे कैन नॉट डू मच चेंजेस ग्रेजुअल दे हैव टू वेट फॉर देयर पेरेंट्स टू चेंज इजंट इट बट एटलीस्ट दोज हु आर स्टेइंग अलोन दोज डिवोटीज दे कैन बी इमीडिएटली शिफ्टेड टू बेस इजंट इट वी रिकमेंड एवरीबडी दोज हु आर स्टेइंग अलोन दे मस्ट कम टू द बेस यू हैव गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी इजंट इट वी हैव टू डिवोटीज हियर दे आर Because unless you don't do, see, for little, little reasons, we don't want to follow. But these are very vital things in our devotional service. They are very, very important parts. That's why we are discussing this. That we have to simplify our life. It is cheaper also. These types of food are cheaper also in mode of goodness. Staying in base is cheaper also. Staying in base is what? The practice of simple life. Simplicity. Isn't it? That is the base. So where everything is simple, dress is simple, food is simple, outing is simple, everything is simple. But very, very healthy. Healthy for body and mind both. And it is cheaper also. Anything if it is simple, it will be cheaper. Isn't it? Like many devotees, they are paying outside 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 rents and food cost and in base hardly there are 3,500 to 4,000 rupees they are paying, isn't it? And that includes everything, food, rent, water bill, electricity bill, everything. Just see, it is cheaper also. But still mind says, what mind says? No. My independence will be checked if I go in the base. My privacy will not be there. No? Privacy is checked. No. Everything will be there, don't worry. So we should immediately, this is called creating an atmosphere where I can practice my devotional service very nicely. And we should be just eager to grab such opportunity because this human form of life is very, very rare and we have got it, so therefore we should not lose it. It should be our last chance we are getting just as if. लास्ट चांस अगर नहीं मिला पकड़े तो फिर फेल हो जाएंगे लाइक दैट इट शुड बी वेरी सीरियस लाइक दैट एंड देन सिंप्लिसिटी इन फूड फर्दर सो वन शुड ईट प्योर वेजिटेरियन फूड एज मेंशन्ड अबव इन गुडनेस एंड ऑफर टू द लॉर्ड विद लव एंड डिवोशन एंड देन एक्सेप्ट इट इट सेज आहार शुद्धौ सत्व शुद्धि सत्व शुद्धौ ध्रुव स्मृति स्मृति लंभे सर्व ग्रंथिनाम विप्रमोक्ष means by offering pure food to God once eatables become sanctified what happens if you offer the food to the Lord it becomes sanctified and by eating sanctified foodstuffs one's very existence becomes purified by the purification of existence final tissues in the memory become sanctified and when memory is sanctified one can become free from all suffering so this is the Vedic statement the effect of power of prasadam ek umang festival mein discuss karenge hum power of prasadam pe okay even the doctors in America are recommending the same food nowadays what we have discussed earlier because rich spicy food leads to many health problems like overweight indigestion heart disease and diabetes so therefore it's good for everything okay Now the simplicity in dress, very important point, many devotees, in spite of telling so many times, they doesn't listen this. We have to transform our heart and transform our lifestyle, both. Lifestyle also should change in the life of a devotee. Like when I was there, I was working. In 3 years I worked in my company, in 3 years I bought 3 pairs of shirt and pant in 3 years, that's all. थ्री पेयर्स ऑफ पैंट शर्ट, दैट्स ऑल, थ्री ईयर, यू अंडरस्टैंड, हार्डली टोटल कॉस्ट विल बी 1500 ऑफ थ्री पेयर्स. नाउ यू मे आस्क क्वेश्चन, देन हाउ यू यूज टू गो टू ऑफिस, पीपल विल नॉट लुक एट यू वॉट यू आर वेयरिंग, नो बडी केयर्स, एवरीबडी इज बिजी सीइंग हिज ओन, नो बडी लुक्स एट यूर ड्रेस, यू ओनली लुक एट यूर ड्रेस, दैट्स ऑल, नो बडी, हु इज बिजी, हु हैज टाइम टू लुक एट यूर ड्रेस लाइक दैट. सो देयरफॉर एंड इवन इफ यू हैव सब ओनली वी शुड हैव फॉर द ऑफिस पर्पज, ऑफिस पर्पज, दैट्स ऑल. एज सून एज वी शुड कम इन दी, इट्स सो कॉस्टली नाउ इट इज पैंट एंड शर्ट. आई वन डे पर्सन वॉज आस्किंग इन वन कॉलेज, वन स्टूडेंट आस्क मी वाई धोती एंड कुर्ता यू पीपुल वियर, वॉट इज द बेनिफिट. आई सेट सी इट्स सो सिंपल, सी योर, आपका पैंट कितना कॉस्ट है, पैंट का कॉस्ट कितना है, 700, और शर्ट कितने का है, 600 का, तो कितने हो गए दोनों, 1300. And see, I am wearing dhoti and kurta. You know how, what is the cost? Dhoti is 120 and kurta is 80. Total is 200. आपके 1300 में हम सात धोती कुर्ता खरीद लेंगे. Seven. And seven pairs of dhoti kurta will go at least for 2 years. You understand? No, you cannot understand. Because your life is complex, your mind is complex. Therefore, I am teaching this simplicity to all of you. This class is not to preach others, but to give you all understanding how a devotee should live. If you don't change your lifestyle, how are you going to transform others' heart? You live the life of the modern people, then how you are going to tell others? We are preaching Vedic culture, Vedic culture, glories of Vedic culture. Devotees are preaching to others and they themselves are following the Western culture. What is this? At least when we come to the temple, we should come in dhoti kurta. Is it so difficult? It is costly, so much costly. Why VBS so costly items? Just to attract the attention. Attract the attention of others. Therefore, my point is that we should understand what is nice, what is simple, and what is beneficial, what is cheaper. Because to wear the fancy dresses, costly dresses, we have to have lot of money, isn't it? And then to earn lot of money, I have to work hard. I have to spend much time, the time which I can save and I can use in chanting Hare Krishna, that time I am spending in wearing dress. So therefore a devotee's life should be very simple. To live the life is not very costly. Even people say, no Prabhuji, modern day it's not easy, you know, I have to work very hard. No, it's not like that. Even in modern time, you can be very simply, you can live. Easily you can save a lot of money. When I was working, I used to spend only 4,000 per month. 3,000 for the base and 1,000 rupees for some temple outing or some camps and other things. So, and therefore within 3 years, I finished all the debts and other everything, whatever was there on the family head and everything. I constructed the house also within 3 years, and then everything was there for family, and then I could live and I could come in 3 years. How? I did not spend even a single penny extra for my dress, or although I could have done that, I was earning so much, I could have spent a lot of money, isn't it? Why I did not do? Because I was very quickly, I wanted to go to Krishna and I wanted to spend my most of the time for Krishna. So therefore, each and every penny, each and every money belongs to Krishna and we should simply use. इफ यू आर यूजिंग द एक्स्ट्रा एनी एक्स्ट्रा मनी इन योर सर्विस इन योर बॉडीली सर्विस देन यू आर गोइंग टू सफर द रिएक्शन सिंपली बिकॉज टू लुक वेरी गुड आई वॉन्ट टू लुक गुड सो देयरफॉर आई नीड टू स्पेंड मनी यस सो यू वॉन्ट टू लुक गुड देन वाई ए सर्वेंट शुड लुक गुड इफ यू आर सर्वेंट एज ए डिवोटी वी से ना वी आर सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्ण वी प्रीच ऑल्सो है ना वी प्रीच अदर्स ऑल्सो यू आर सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्ण बट यू देन दे विल से प्रभु बट यू डोंट लुक लाइक सर्वेंट नो आई एम सर्वेंट लाइक दैट सो सम पीपल सो वी हैव टू लुक लाइक ऑल्सो इजेंट इट We have not very fashionable, fancy dresses, we should not wear. And particularly when we come to the temple, at least look like servant. There you can wear, yeah. But there also keep minimum dress. You know, yani ki office ke naam pe jo hai 10 set la ke rakh diye. Yes? No, keep minimum. And save the money because today in the class also Prabhuji was speaking on this point only. That money, whatever we are earning, that belongs to Krishna. All these extra expenditure, what we are making, that we can put in the service of the Lord. We can engage in the preaching movement, which we are using simply to satisfy our tongue and to satisfy the demand of our body. We can save that money and give the donation. So that we can increase the preaching. The world is suffering so much. That's a devotee. That is a devotee. Yes. That is the real servant mode. Not that, you know, I love Krishna but money is for me. Whole money should be with me. Then where is the love? So my point is that we should understand our simple. Simple dress, it is always beneficial, like we are going to see. When you wear glamorous, costly, simple but clean cloths are better than fancy ones. Of course, simple cloths do not mean untidy, unclean, mutilated or torn dress. You know, simple ke naam pe aap phata hua kapda pahan ke aa gaye. Nahin. Simple means it should be clean and it should be very good looking. Isn't it? And you should always dress yourself with fresh, neat and clean clothes. But to spend on costly clothes is a waste of money which can be used in the better way, in the service of the Lord. You understand the point? Everybody, at least when we become devotee, we should understand the importance of money. Each and every penny should be spent very wisely because it's Krishna's property. And it should be engaged most of the time in the service of the Lord. Even a devotee thinks while eating anything, oh, I could have saved this money and I could have used in the service of the Lord. Like that. Like see, so much money is coming in the market. But what is happening with this money? They are making big, you go in Gurgaon. In Gurgaon, just when I go to the IFFCO Chowk, I see big buildings. Even part of that money is invested in constructing the temples, we can make big temples. Isn't it? So many buildings. How many temples are there? Only one temple. Also, the people is gone. Is spending so much money. Yes. So therefore, we should understand in our life, you know, that our money should be these materialistic people's money is going in the making factories and big buildings, skyscraper buildings. But devotees' money should go in the big building the temples, building the new centers, preaching centers, inspiring the youth for preaching. That should be the goal of the devotee. They are also investing, we are also investing. Isn't it? But we are investing for the positive reasons. Understand? Like that. Books खरीद के दे सकते हैं already preaching is going on, you meet your counselor, discuss how should I utilize my money. In this best way, don't do whimsically. Ask your counselor, discuss. They know, Krishna knows, their representative knows where is the most urgent need of the money. Isn't it? Like that. So therefore, we should discuss. इट्स नॉट ईज. एंड देन वेन सो दीज आर द प्रॉब्लम्स यू नो वेस्ट ऑफ मनी. एंड वेन यू वियर ग्लैमरस कॉस्टली वियर यू स्पेंड ऑल योर टाइम इन वरिंग अबाउट द कीपिंग देम क्लीन. वेरी कॉस्टली ग्लैमरस तो क्लीन थोड़ा भी उस पर दाग लग गया तो एकदम गया काम से हो गया. And when we wear costly clothes, we feel proud of ourselves. Like you come in the temple, and when you wear very nice dress, first new fresh dress, and you go in the front of, in the temple, come sometimes and see, you will always see that somebody is looking at me or not. And then nobody looking at you will think, why these people are looking at Krishna, why not at me? I am wearing such a nice dress, they should look at least on me also. This is called trying to become Krishna. Whenever we are very fancy dress, very attractive dress, means we are competing with Krishna. We want others' attention, particularly attention of Matajis, because you all are young boys, you know? Very easy to attract the attention of girls, and therefore there is always chance of danger, fall down. Very careful on this. We don't go to play and we are simply conscious of keeping it intact. Our greatness is not known to people by what we wear and what we own. It depends on what kind of person are you. Srila Prabhupada remained the same simple person even after going to America, and he preached the pure message of Bhagavad Gita. He not only wore simple dress of a Vaishnava devotee, dhoti and kurta, but also cooked Indian food stuffs, offered them to Lord Krishna and distributed his Mahaprasada. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, people said, why Swamiji, you should not wear dhoti kurta. Who will listen? Nobody will respect you if you wear dhoti kurta. If you should eat with the fork and spoon, you are in America, you should change your lifestyle. Prabhupada said, I am not going to change any style. Rather than I will make them change their lifestyle. And Prabhupada did that. Simple living and high thinking philosophy he could preach to others. Why? Because he was very strong. He lived with the principles. It's not that he is preaching something and doing something else. Preaching the glories of Vedic culture, but wearing the Western culture dress. It's very bad. आप लोगों को समझ में अगर नहीं आता है तो आप लोग समझने का प्रयास कीजिए. दिस इज डुप्लिसिटी. You are speaking something and doing something. It's duplicity. Prabhupada went to America and he made them wear dhoti and kurta. When American comes in India, they never wear other dress. They wear dhoti kurta only. So, Prabhupada made them wear westerners dhoti kurta, and we devotee in India, when we, even if we come to the temple, we don't know how to wear dhoti kurta. This is the problem. Because we don't take it seriously. We think that no, this is not important. No, it's very, very important. We have to understand this. Quite important. At least in the temple premises, we should not move in pant shirt. Immediately you come with dhoti kurta, come in seminar hall, change it. Saramani chahiye pant shirt pahanne mein. Mandir ke andar. You all young boys, you should understand. Should feel same, because you are preaching the glory of Western culture by wearing these pants and shirts. Am I saying wrong? Anything? Is it not? Yes. So therefore we should understand, you know, correct point you are telling. Let's see, at least we should know. We don't see that this is very important. When the people come and they see so many young boys, they are wearing dhoti kurta, they are looking so effulgent, you know. By seeing your dress, your kind of lifestyle, your speech, all these qualities, they will feel impressed. Not what you speak, but how you behave, how you look, that will change their heart. and that will impress them. So therefore, it's always recommended, particularly to the people who are connected with me. At least I want all of you to see in dhoti kurta, at least when you are in the temple. Okay? Or you are in the base, you should try to be in the dhoti and kurta. Yes? Immediately come, as soon as you enter in the temple. 5-10 मिनट के लिए आते हैं तो ठीक है, कोई उतना इम्पोर्टेंट नहीं है. बट धोती कुर्ते पहनने में कितने लगे? 5 मिनट तो लगते हैं. यू कम हियर चेंज सम, इट्स ऑलवेज गुड. डोंट इंटर इन द टेम्पल हॉल इन द मलेच्छा ड्रेस. मलेच्छा ड्रेस, दिस इज नॉट रिकमेंडेड इन वैदिक कल्चर. आप पढ़िए वैष्णव एटिकेट, धोती कुर्ता में जाना चाहिए. कृष्णा डजेंट लाइक. ठीक है, नए लोगों के लिए चलता है, हम लोग बोलते हैं कोई बात नहीं. बट वी शुड शो परफेक्ट एग्जाम्पल टू अदर्स, इजंट इट लाइक दैट. तो ऑल ऑफ यू ट्राई टू रियलाइज दिस, ईच एंड एवरी थिंग मैटर्स अ लॉट, है ना. एंड देयर इज नथिंग प्रॉब्लम, यू नो, इट्स मच चीपर ऑल्सो. आराम से 6 धोती कुर्ता खरीद लीजिए, नो प्रॉब्लम. एक पैंट शर्ट के बदले 6 धोती कुर्ता आपको मिलेगा. Is it okay? Anybody has any question till now? Is it clear, na? Not very, very hard. Not heavy. Not heavy, na? Simple. See, nothing different. I'm not saying that you should wear dhoti kurta outside, but at least in the boundary of the temple, you should very, you know, glory. It gives lot of, you know, strength to our youth forum when we see that youths are wearing dhoti and kurta and shining like, you know, moon in the temple premises. So Srila Prabhupada has showed by his personal example, isn't it? That even we are going to America, we should not change the dress. Simplicity in front of the Lord, one should offer humble obeisance to the Lord's deity in the temple by falling on the ground like a stick. That is why it is called as dandavat, falling like a stick. This is the way showing our submission to the Lord. So we pay obeisance, dandavat pranam karte. Dandavat matlab, danda aise khada kha ho to gir jata hai. Usi tarah se we should pay obeisance, full, prostrated obeisance to the Lord. That is simplicity. You should not feel kaho, arre, kapda ganda ho jayega. Aise bhi kya dikhata hai, aise chuke, aise kar lenge. Wo bhi to pranam hai. Bhagwan to bhav ke bhuke hai. Man se hota hai bhakti. Like any, like that. No, it should be very simple. Simple like a child. Child. Even if one is a king, one should not enter the temple seated in a palki. One should present oneself as a humble servant of God inside the temple. One should come in front of the Lord's deity with bare foot. Kabhi bhi chappal jute pehan ke nahi jane chahiye. Yahan pe to majboori hai, jane hi nahi denge. तो बहुत लोग चले जाएंगे. वन पर्सन डिड, यू नो, इन हंड इन वन टेम्पल इन साउथ, वन मायावादी, ही इंटर इन द टेम्पल विथ शूज ऑन. सो डिवोटी केम एंड दे आस्क्ड, व्हाई यू हैव कम, डोंट यू नो द लॉर्ड, यू शुड नॉट कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड ऑन शूज. ही सेज आई नो, ही सेज दैट आई नो दिस. But he said, I know this, but when Lord comes to see Lord, then he does not have to follow any rules. Because he was thinking himself a Lord. So one Lord is coming to see other Lord. Servants should have follow the rules. One should, this is also very important, one should not come with costly glamorous dress and artificial makeups in front of God to attract the attention of visitors. Such people come for giving darshan to visitors rather than taking darshan of the Lord. Bhagwan ka darshan nahi karne aata, hum darshan dene aa rahe hain. One should not praise or boast oneself in front of God. One should instead glorify God with all one's heart. So this is called simplicity in front of the Lord and his devotees. Okay? वी शुड डेवलप ऑल दीज क्वालिटीज एंड देन दिस इज द स्टोरी ऑफ ए साधु एंड हिज डिसाइपल यू नो दिस स्टोरी No, this is about simplicity only. I'll show you the video. This is a very nice video.
We don't know this.
Video mein dikh jayega.
Ascetic and his land plot.
In a forest near a village, there lived a guru and his disciple who spent all their time in the Then one day,
my son. I have to leave you for a while. I am going on a pilgrimage. Remember all that I have taught you, and above all, lead a simple life. I will, Gurudev.
And the Guru left. One morning, the ascetic washed his bare body.
Near, eh? Oh.
And hung it out to dry.
I will now go to the village too.
The ascetic and his lame god.
In a forest near a village, there lived a guru and his disciple who spent all their time in prayer and meditation. Then one day,
my son. I have to leave you for a while. I am going.
MP4 format में है. किससे open होगा? VLC पे open होगा. VLC पे हो रहा है पर उस पर दिखा नहीं रहा है.
Option में वो videos का option. VLC हो रहा है.
पर video VLC यहाँ पे आ नहीं रहा है. इस पर दिख नहीं रहा है. इसे चलेगा?
In a forest
near
a
village. Okay, I'll show you on laptop then. You can see. It's a very nice video.
The ascetic and his land rock.
In a forest near a village, there lived a guru and his disciple. Who spent all that time in prayer and meditation. Then one day,
my son, I have to leave you for a while. I am going on a pilgrimage.
Anyway, leave it. I'll tell by.
Remember.
I'll tell just by in the story form. So this was a, there was a sadhu and he was having one disciple, Brahmachari disciple. So once upon a time, the sadhu went on pilgrimage. So he wanted to go on pilgrimage, so he said that I will be coming after a few months. So you be here and take care of the ashram. And sadhu went. So this disciple, he was having loin cloth. He used to wear only loin cloth, langota. So one day he went and he got a new loin cloth. He washed it and he put on the tree. So in the meanwhile, one rat came and cut the loin cloth. So this fellow became very disturbed. Then next day he went to beg alms and then he got another loin cloth. Again he put and the rat came and cut the loin cloth. So then third time, then he thought, what shall he do? So he thought, let me go and how to remove this cat. So he thought. Rat, how to get out of this problem from the rat. She thought, let me go and bring one cat. If cat comes, then when cat is there, then rat will not come. Otherwise, even if rat comes, then cat will eat. So therefore, he went and he begged to the people, please give me one cat. Some person felt very compassionate and he gave him a cat. He brought the cat and cat removed the danger of rat. But then cat used to become started feeling weak because she was not eating anything. So sadhu, this disciple thought that late, how to arrange for the milk for my cat. He thought I should have a cow. I should have a cow which will feed the milk to my cat. So let me go and beg for a cow. He went and he started begging for a cow. So of course, you know, some brahmachari or somebody asked something to somebody, immediately they give. People also help them. Immediately he got a cow and he brought the cow, and then now he has to feed the cow. So I have now a cow. My cat is very happy now, but my cow is not happy. She needs some grass and some nice crops to eat. So I must have some land and I must do some farming to feed my cow. So therefore he went and he begged some landlord, he gave him some piece of land. So he got the land and now he is to do harvesting. So he saw that. Then he found very difficult to do, no, farming alone. Thought, if I have a family, then it will be very good. I can do farming and my family, my wife will help me in my household activities. And then I can do my farming nicely, and then my cow will be very happy. So he went and he begged some people, please give me your daughter, I want to marry. So some people were very happy that my daughter will get married to a great, you know, saintly person. So they gave, and he married also. And then he built a big house also. He removed the hut, jhopadpatti hata ke uspe house bana diya. Aur phir uske baad kuch din ke baad guru udhar se aaye wapas lot ke. To guru dekh rahe hain to kuch hai nahi jhopdi gaye. To wahan pe servant bahar khada tha darwaze ke baad, servant se pucha ki आपको पता है यहाँ पे एक साधु रहता था, उसका शिष्य भी रहता था, वो कहाँ गए, वो झोपड़ी किधर गई? तो बोला कि झोपड़ी तो नहीं है, पर आपको मिलाता हूँ उस शिष्य से. तो शिष्य जैसे ही देखा तो उसने दंड मारा. तो उसने साधु ने पूछा, ये क्या हो गया है इतना सारा चेंज? तो बोला कि गुरुदेव, इट ऑल स्टार्टेड विथ एन लॉयन क्लॉथ. देखिए कि कैसे इसने एक लंगोटे के लिए जो है क्या क्या करना पड़ा इसको. Understand? So similarly, for a small, simple thing, we make it so complicated, isn't it? Understand? And that similarly, so this is the story of, similarly in our life also, we make it so complicated. Therefore, what we can learn, that we do not increase your necessities and look like a beggar. Reduce your necessities and feel like a king. Understand? So if you increase your necessities, then you look like a beggar, always begging, begging, I need more, more, please give me some more money so I can buy this, I can buy this. But if you reduce your necessities, then you will be like a king, always happy and satisfied, I don't need. Bahut hai, dhoti kurta bahut hai, jyada paise ki zarurat nahi hai. That is the difference between a king and a beggar. Beggar is always begging, begging, give me, give me. But a king is always happy. Like one king was there, he asked that, go and find out the most happiest person in my kingdom. And they got and they went and they saw that everybody is begging something. Please give me some money, some food, something like that. There was one sadhu, he was doing tapasya, sitting on and doing tapasya, and he was completely peaceful, simply sitting and chanting Hare Krishna nicely, and he will go take some fruits. And he will eat, that's all. Naturally it was coming. Few, one or two fruits he will eat, that's all. That is sufficient for the whole body. And then again he will sit and chant Hare Krishna. He was so happy, said, no begging from anybody. He said, this person must be the king. Because he is not begging it to anybody. Everybody is begging, but this person is not begging. So we should understand, we have to think what we want to become. We want to become beggar, or you want to become king? You want to become king, then reduce your necessities. Only you should look for your needs, not for your wants. Isn't it? So we should look only what is needful, we should do, not what is wanted. No, wants we should not do. If you live a life of simple living and high thinking, will be satisfied and happy with whatever God has given us. If you don't have simplicity, then we create many artificial necessities which may actually not be required. Many people, you see, TV, fridge, then car. Like one person, one devotee was telling that nowadays people live in big apartments, and they come out of their house, they take the lift and they go down, and then they will go to their car parking. Immediately there is car parking, they will sit in the car, Mercedes Benz, and they will take car, and sitting in the car they will go to the sabji market, and they will take sabji, they will put in the, they will come back in the car, and then they will again go on the lift, and they will ride up to the lift, and then they will go sit in the room, give the sabji back, and then they will go, and inside there is cycle, artificial cycle in their room, gym, and then they will sit on the cycle and they will drive the cycle inside the room. This fellow, he could have come on foot, isn't it? And rather than using the lift, he could have used the stairs to come down, and then he could have had one cycle, and he could have ride on the cycle, and he could have come for the sabji market. It will save petrol also, isn't it? And then he could have come back. There is no need to then come and sit in the room and drive cycle. This is called complicated life. It's not simple life, isn't it? That's why there is so much traffic problem. It's not because of number of people, but because of number of cars. So artificial necessities, we create artificial necessities which is not necessity. Like car is not that much necessity, lift is not that much necessity, but we create many artificial necessities, and by that we increase our suffering, because to have that we have to earn more. To earn more we have to work more hard, harder and harder and harder. In the ancient times, due to simple living, the needs were less. There was good exercise for the body, and people had a sound body, mind and soul. Like earlier, people used to earn 2 rupees per month salary. 2 rupees per month salary hota tha logon ka. And people used to, one of our Sridham Prabhu in our temple, he used to say, when he was working 30 or 40 years back, he used to get 150 rupees per month salary. And he was telling that he used to live very opulently in 150 rupees salary. Like that. But nowadays, if you go to some bars, some restaurants, then even you cannot get a cup of tea in 150 rupees. Isn't it? Like they say, cafe bar, cafe, coffee cafe. So, there they will not, nothing will get below 250 rupees. Even one cup of coffee also, it will a minimum 150 or 200 rupees. Like that. So, this is called artificial lifestyle. There is no need. Earlier days, there are motors pull water, no up and down hand movement. Nowadays, they are using motors to pull water. For earlier days, what was there, they will be using the hand, pulling water. So the hand exercise was there, muscles apne aap ban jate the. Nowadays they have to do gym, same thing they are doing also, but not by pulling water, by up and down some stone. Isn't it? They are doing or not? Many houses you see on the top, they sit early in the morning, 6 o'clock, half an hour. Girders green floor. They used to grind the, now they have machines, to grind the floor, atta. Pahle kya hota tha? Aise chakki hota tha, haanth ki chakki. Aur haanth se chakki, isliye koi problem nahi hota tha. Aajkal ki aurate dekhi, itni moti ho jati hai. Chalna bhi muskil ho jata hai. But you see, in the villages, in the Vedic time, women were very thin and very even, like my mother, she was so thin, and even at the age of 50, 60, she used to work so hard, and so many whole day she'll get up at 3:30 in the morning, and then take bath, doing some puja, and then she will do all the household activities, and then whole day she will be working, whole day she will be working till the night 10 o'clock doing household activities. She was not very fat, and she used to, you know, use this sakki and make atta and all these things, all these. So therefore the fitness was more and no obesity. Then vehicles, two or four wheelers, and no walking or paddling. So no walking or paddling. TV and cable TV is impeded, no work for brain, creativity, development. Earlier people used to think, अभी क्या है सब कुछ आँख दिखा देते हैं, देखो दिमाग में इमेज बनाने की जरूरत नहीं है. अर्ली पीपल टू इमेजिन, माइंड एक्सरसाइज होता था लोगों का. सपोज आई व्हेन यू रीड श्रीमद् भागवतम देन व्हाट हैपेंस, योर माइंड विल एक्सरसाइज, ठीक है नहीं. अच्छा इसके बाद ऐसे हुआ था, ऐसे हुआ था, तो यू हैव, यू पुट योर एफर्ट इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग द थिंग्स, यू आर एक्सरसाइजिंग योर माइंड, देयरफॉर योर क्रिएटिविटी विल इंक्रीज, your thinking power will increase, your memory will increase. Nowadays they are, to memorize they have laptop, some personal computer they are using, some diary they are using, no, computer diary or digital diary, and this in mobile they are using so many 8 GB or 10 GB or 20 GB like that, and everything they put in the world. No exercise for the brain, brain is, you know, rotting. So therefore people are becoming psychologically unfit, diseased. And then mobile phone, remote controls, no bodily movement, increased laziness. This is simply laziness, isn't it? Already they are lazy. And they have to spend money for all these things. You see, they have to buy problems by spending money. This is called foolishness, mudas. Muda. Muda means?
Fools.
Muda means fools. Who is fool? Fool is one who pays to buy poison so that he can drink and die. He is paying money and inviting the problems in his life. Kalidas was fool. Kalidas was sitting on the branch of a tree and he was cutting the same branch. This is called mudha. City with filled concrete buildings with rarely some trees, no fresh air. City filled with automobile emission, leaving smoke all around, no good environment. So these all complex life, not simplicity. Simplicity is being content with what you have. Even offering the whole world to him cannot satisfy a dissatisfied man. So how much we get, by God's help we should try to be satisfied. Even I give you whole world, you'll be satisfied? No. But a contented man can be happy even with whatever God has kept due for him. For eating, how much we need? We need 2 or 4 chapati, isn't it? In the morning 4 chapati, in the evening 4 chapati. Somebody is more interested than he will take 6 chapati, isn't it? Not more than that. How much will it cost? And 200 rupees dhoti kurta, and few 30-40 rupees chapati, every day you just add 20-30 rupees chapati, in a year how much will it come? 365, 60 days is fasting for ekadasi. So 300 days into 20 rupees, how much? 6000 rupees, 6000 rupees, that's all. 6000, let's suppose 10,000 rupees in a year. It's not costly, not difficult, but we made it costly. Now a complex structure has been made that the same atta, which is only, nobody, you know, even cares for it in the villages, same atta now we get in the cities with 10 rupees, 15 rupees per kg, and that also they pack in some packets and then in price increase more, because packet cost is also included now. Isn't it? Like that. So therefore, the man in the bicycle wants a motorbike, isn't it? The man in motorbike wants a car, and the man who has a car, he wants a most very costly car, and the man who has the best car wants an aeroplane. So is there any end of wants? No. No end. There is no end to any one's wants or so-called necessities as mentioned in the above story. Unfortunately, people imagine some need of this artificial luxury and demand it in this name of necessity. Simply setting a limit on what you need to live well and using the rest of your time and money for God's service. So this should be our goal. You understand? So like that. Then discover your life can be happy and you can save for your future instead of unnecessary wastage of money. Generally, people who spend money lavishly are more eager to show off to world how great they are than getting any true satisfaction within their heart by spending so much money. But by any amount of show off, we can never become the greatest person in this world, because there is always competition. The position of being the greatest person is reserved for one person, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord. If you are simple, you can save enough to offer something to God and for others who don't have as much as you. If we go on spending on ourselves and leading a luxurious life, we'll never be able to know the greater happiness of simple living and high thinking. So therefore, we should try to in human life don't become selfish. You know, for ourselves we should keep as less as possible. And if you want to discover real happiness, then for yourself you spend as least as possible, and for others you spend as much as possible. Then you see you'll get happiness. For Krishna, you spend as much as possible, then you get real happiness. Natural happiness will come. We have been seeing this. Simple living is true independence. A simple person depends on very few things to be happy. If we need a lot of things for our comfort and find just one of those things missing, then we are miserable. Even one thing is we are accustomed to, we are attached to, and we don't get, then we become miserable. The less we need, the easier it is to be happy. For example, if you are used to living in a air-conditioned room all the while, then you will be frustrated during power cut, isn't it? Many people say, Prabhuji, how will I stay without, how can I stay without air condition? So much conditioned. Name itself is conditioned, air condition. It will make you conditioned, isn't it? Conditioned in this material world. So why you want to be conditioned? Why don't you want to come out of the condition? Hagini, we have to try to come out of the conditioning. So less things means less time involved in maintenance also. We have less things, then less time in maintenance. One has more free time to focus on the ultimate goal of life, God consciousness. Nowadays we have made it complicated, therefore we have to spend 15 hours to 20 hours in the office. So where is the time we are getting for the... In Vedic culture, people used to work 4-5 hours, that's all in a day. 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. And then by 6 o'clock everybody will come back to home from the fields. And then they will sit and they will chant some, you know, kirtan, some chalega, some Ramayana Mahabharata, baith ke aaram se padhenge, discuss karenge भगवान के बारे में. 7-8 बजे तक प्रसाद पाके फ्लैट सो गए. नेचुरली इफ यू स्लीप बाय 8 o'clock, बाय 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, पीपल, व्हेन आई वाज चाइल्ड इन माय विलेज, दे यूज्ड टू, देयर हैज बीन मेनी नाइस पीपल. वन वाज आवर ग्रैंडफादर. सो बाय 3 o'clock, 3:30 ही विल गेट अप, एंड बाय 3:30 ही विल स्टार्ट सिंगिंग द मॉर्निंग राग, मॉर्निंग भजन लाउडली. And it was so pleasing to the ears. No? We don't have that culture. Don't have that culture. 8 o'clock, 8:30 you to sleep, and then simple life. And then early in the morning you hear, you wake up with the hearing such a nice sound, you know, beautiful song. So these all were the simple life, but it was so pleasing to the heart. So therefore, that is the beauty of simple living and high thinking. Great people who exemplified simple living and high thinking. Chanakya. Chanakya was the minister of Chandragupta. Chanakya made Chandragupta the king, and he was invited by Chandragupta, please come and stay in the palace. But he said, no, I will still remain in my hut, because he could taste the happiness of living simple. Once, when a Chinese traveler came to visit him, he could not find Chanakya in the palace. Chanakya was living in a small and simple thatched cottage inside the forest. Being a minister to the king, Chanakya could have demanded a palace for residence, but due to his simplicity, he was satisfied with his hut. For one who has less possessions, maintenance is easy. He does not feel proud, no anxiety to preserve much, and does not become attached to the property. Maharaj Pratap Rudra also was the king of entire Odisha in his times, but he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He considered himself very lowly in front of God. During Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, he came in front of the Rath cart and started sweeping the street like an ordinary person. He was sweeping the floor, jhadu leke, raja the. This shows his simple devoted heart. Simplicity is an ornament to a person's character. If a great person is also simple, he seems ever greater. Isn't it? If a great person is simple, it gives so much, it increases his opulence. Like when Lord Krishna drives the chariot of Arjuna, then he becomes more opulent, isn't it? His opulence increases, his fame increases. So similarly, the greatness is not in showing the strength, but greatness is there in becoming humble, simple. The Maharaj of Travancore had a royal horse-drawn carriage and hundreds of guards and assistants, but he used to walk barefoot to the temple every morning. Like aap log jayenge abhi Mayapur parikrama pe, Navadvip pe, Navadvip mandap parikrama pe, to sab log nange pair jate hain. So nange pair matlab zarur mandatory nahi hai, but if you go, people go on barefoot. Even Russians, Americans, they come, Matajis, they go barefoot. They have never accustomed to this, but they go. Simplicity. This not only showed his simplicity, but also set a great. You will see the practical exhibition of simplicity during this Mayapur Yatra. Then you go to village and sleep in the villages and under the camp. Niche camp mein rahenge. Aap log aadat hai air condition mein sone ka. To wahan pe air condition hai already. Conditioned by Lord Chaitanya, conditioned by the vibration of the holy name, Lord Krishna's holy name. So you will feel thrilled. You will have never experienced such taste in your life. The different transcendental taste you will find when you go to the Mayapur Dham. Then you will forget all air condition and all these cars and all these things when you go to the Mayapur Dham. It is so pleasing to the heart. It may not be pleasing to the body, but it's so much releasing to the heart, to the soul. So that's what we have to experience. So therefore, we have to lead the life of simplicity. King Parikshit, King Ambarish, King Ramchandra. Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor of the entire world. But when he came to know that he has to die now, immediately he left his home, his palace, his children, his wife, everything. Immediately he took the simple cloth and he went to the shore of the Ganges, and there he was sitting with the sadhus. Immediately, within one day, he left everything. One day he left. Few hours, because only 7 days notice was there and Bhagavatam was spoken for 7 days. So hardly within one hour he could have left. So just imagine. He was the king of entire earth and within 1 hour he left everything. And he immediately went to the bank, means that he was waiting for such an opportunity. And immediately he left and he went and he was with sages and he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Yani ki ruk jaiye, thoda abhi life insurance bhi karana hai, thoda sa family planning kuch karte hain, thoda future ke liye, tab jayenge na, like that. Similarly, King Ambarish used to always remember Lord Krishna in his mind. He was Lord, he was the king of the entire world, but he speak Krishna Katha always. He used to clean temple floor, cleaning the temple hall with his own hand. King, can you imagine? take darshan of the deity, touch the body of the devotee, honor prasadam offered to the Lord, smell the aroma of the flower offered to the Lord, travel to holy places of Lord Hari and bow down to the deities. In this way he became a great devotee of Lord Krishna and became completely controlled in mind and senses. So therefore, we have to understand that even though we may be great, but when we come in front of the Lord and his devotees, we should become like a servant, take the position of the servant. This is the simplicity. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra, Mother Sita and Lakshman dressed like ascetics while living in forest. They lived at Chitrakoot in the midst of forest. आप लोगों से बोला जाए फॉरेस्ट में जाने के लिए कितने लोग तैयार होंगे? That time they were king. We are nothing in front of Lord Ramchandra. So soft were his bodily limbs. Mother Sita never came out of the palace. And he was the daughter of Janak. Janak Maharaj. Still they lived a simple life. Therefore, as a devotee, always partake only Krishna Prasadam. Learn how to set up an altar and worship Lord Krishna at home. Learn how to offer bhoga to the Lord at home. All of us should practice if you don't have. How many of you offer the bhoga at home? Raise hand. Okay, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all. And some people offer in base. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. आपके घर पे होता है भोगा पे 3, तो 8 लोग, बाकी 4-5 लोग नहीं करते हैं, उनको भी करना चाहिए, ठीक है? नहीं ऑफर, टेल योर मदर टू मेक सिंपल फूड विच इज नॉट स्पाइसी ऑयली और टू सॉल्टी, टेल हर टू मेक सात्विक फूड एज एक्सप्लेन इन दिस लेसन, सच फूड इज इफ कंज्यूम्ड आफ्टर ऑफरिंग टू लॉर्ड कैन क्रिएट सद्भावना गुड थॉट्स एंड बिहेवियर इन अस, यू कैन हैव ए ग्रेट वेराइटी ऑफ मिल्क आइटम्स, मिल्क स्वीट्स, दही, घी, बटर. Wear dress to cover your body, not to attract others' attention. Do not wear, this is the summary. Do not wear gaudy dresses with absurd slogans. Nowadays, very common. Nowadays, it is considered fashionable to wear tight jeans, tight banyan shorts, half-cut or quarter-cut dresses. I can see here also. Indians have borrowed these styles from Americans. We have no understanding of the Vedic culture. Anybody wearing such a dress has a tense, warm head and unnecessarily becomes proud. A simple devotee boy-girl looks more attractive than a boy-girl dressed in fashionable dresses and footwear who walks with a raised nose. Grown-up boys and girls should wear dhoti kurta and saris while visiting the temple. This dress immediately reminds everyone of Krishna. It helps the person who wears such a dress to also think of Krishna, just as a policeman reminds himself and others about his position by his uniform. Similarly, devotees remind themselves and everyone else about Krishna by their dress. So try it yourself. When you wear a devotee dress, you want to behave like a devotee. Isn't it? When you wear dhoti kurta, you're even careful. Even you go on the road, you should be careful. They don't have to sit in front of TV, watching hours and hours, which kills one's creativity. They can spend this time in creating projects like learning mridanga, kartal, harmonium, gardening for Krishna, learning Vaishnava songs, learning Sanskrit slokas, stories and morals, going out on Harinam, going out on Bhakti. So many activities are there to do, isn't it? But people simply sit in front of TV and watch. These engagements purify the mind and give a healthy consciousness. Therefore, we have to understand this. One should always behave as a simple, straightforward, humble devotee in front of God, as well as in the midst of other devotees. A devotee should never think, speak or act in complicated ways, which will lead to offenses or criticism. This means that a devotee does not hurt anyone, rather pleases everyone by his simplicity and surrender to Krishna. One should not lavishly waste money in purchasing luxurious items which are unnecessary, like purchasing 5 types of shoes and 4 types of chappals. That's all, Prabhuji, I have. One should keep minimum things. Like somebody is telling that they are going to Mayapur. One of the parents complained to me, that my son is telling that I want 15 pairs of dhoti and kurta. I said, either he is going to Mayapur or somewhere else. Because in our villages, when there is somebody is going to get married, then so many pairs of clothes is given, particularly for the girls. 30 or 40 sarees they will arrange, all these things. So I thought that maybe he also is going to get married in Mayapur. So much arrangement for going to Mayapur. We are coming to that point also. You know, so much, you know, just like I want to be going Mayapur, but that there also I want to live like a king. Mayapur, we should be simple life, that's all. Don't arrange too much. Don't bring Delhi in Mayapur. Otherwise, what is the difference? Okay? Having 10 pens, 5 bags, 15 pairs of dresses is certainly a luxury. Just because our parents are rich, we don't have to waste their money. We should keep what is just necessary for our living. Okay? Somebody is very rich, from a rich family. So you should not waste your money. No? Each and every penny, if you waste, doesn't matter, even if you are devotee, we should understand that even if you are devotee, if you waste the money, you are going to suffer the reaction. Even we are chanting Hare Krishna. Yes. Devotee का मतलब ये नहीं कि आपको license मिल गया, हैं? जो भी मन वो कीजिए, ठीक है? So thank you very much. We'll stop here. And anybody has any questions, we can ask. One question I'll take because it's already 12:24. It's clear. So how you are going to implement? I want 2-minute discussion. You all tell the points. What you learned? What? Like. Misconception you are having before this class, which were removed in this class, and how you are going to change your life in future. These 3 things you have to tell. What misconception you were having earlier, which was destroyed today in the class, and how you are going to change yourself in future. First, who would like to tell? Yes. No. What I said, that first you tell what misconception you had, which was destroyed today. What you were thinking earlier. Yes. This class is not general class, please tell them. Somebody, this is counseling class, but they can come later.
I wanted to be simple hereafter. I wanted to be humble towards everybody. Till now I used to think like he is doing wrong things, like first you have to see, first you have to see what wrong in you.
Very good point. That is impoliteness related. Okay, simplicity is related. Yes. Okay.
Prior to doing this class, I was thinking that, you know, wearing a branded dress and all that stuff make you more comfortable. Make you more proud from specifically from the GPO culture.
Yeah.
Where brand is everything.
Yeah.
So
correct.
After getting, you know, the concept of simplicity, now I think that living a simple life is not that complex. It is quite easier life. And
very good.
It is a cheaper life as well.
Cheaper life. And so easy. You see, you are sitting, it is so difficult for you. But for me, see, I can sit for 5, 6 hours, 10 hours like this. So, and so airy also. See? Air is going from all directions. Isn't it? See, so comfortable. So easy. Very good point. Anybody else would like to add? Yes. Loudly. Sab log loudly boliye. Thoda zor se bolne ki aadat dali. Yes. We should become like lion.
Misconception ki hurry to you to wear the whatever things, do the service and negotiate. So you come and be convicted. So take it very seriously. For first of all, you have to wear this dress code.
Very important. Like due to hurry, sometimes you go in dhoti kurta to your office. Oh, I am very hurry, Prabhuji, I have to go in to office. You come sometimes to temple and immediately you have to go. Do you go in dhoti kurta? Why don't you go in dhoti kurta? Very busy, very hurry. Nobody goes. No? So similarly, when we come to the temple, we should take that much seriously. Isn't it? Utna hi savdhan rehna chahiye. We should not take Lord lightly. Lord is better than our office in boss in the office. Again, so how serious we should take Krishna? Very good point. Very nice. Yes, bro.
I had this misconception that once there was standing in front of God in the morning is enough for the whole day. But now I've learned that whenever you go in front of God, you should pray over him.
Yeah, but you have to be okay. For you it's okay, a special concession. But still you should try, By trying you do more exercise. Yes, anybody else? Nobody else learnt anything today? Everybody should tell, na? Everybody should tell. Yes. हाँ पहले उठा के बोलना है. Impoliteness. आपने हाथ नहीं उठाया, that is impoliteness. Apply this.
जैसे अब मैंने feedback ले लिए, बहुत सारे मेरे को नहीं देने, जैसे अब पता चल रहा है कि एक में अगर काम हो सकता है तो मतलब वो.
हाँ, correct. Very good point. Anything, only as much. Yes, Sahil Prabhu.
We should always minimize the artificial means.
हाँ. Very good point. So minimize artificial means. But if till the time you have so much money, so how will you minimize your artificial means? Very difficult. So somebody gets, you know, pocket money. He has to spend somewhere. So we should spend for Krishna the money. Isn't it? We should save. We should think that what can I do for my Lord Krishna? How should I spend this money for this in the service of Krishna? My Lord should be pleased. I should live with a simple cloth, but my Lord should be opulent. Isn't it? So like that, that should be our attitude.
Yes.
बहुत लोग तो टेम्पल आते हैं खाने के लिए, पार्टी मनाने. चलो पार्टी मनाते हैं मंदिर में. This attitude we have to reduce gradually. It's not good. No? Temples is not the center of sense gratification. Of course, there is enjoyment also when we are serving Krishna, but we should realize Krishna prasadam which is made for devotees specifically. No? Like that. Good point. Yes, Prabhu?
Another point on simplicity, like we need to wear the dress to cover our body, not to attract
us. Very important point. Good. To cover the body, not the attract. Earlier we were thinking to attract, you know, attention. But now you'll understand that it is for the covering the body, that's all. Now that people are not doing opposite. They are not covering the body, they are attracting the attention more. They are exposing the body to attract the attention. So that's why, so that people should not look towards Krishna, people should look towards them. Maya comes to attract the attention of people. Yes, Prabhu. Raju Ranjan Prabhu, aap bhi boli kuch na.
We should be satisfied whatever you are
having. Very good point. Whatever God has given, let us try our best, but at the same time, whatever we have got, let us be satisfied. You know? Like not hankering for more and more and more and more and more and more like that. Rather than earlier, what you are thinking that I should not be satisfied? पहले क्या सोचते थे आप आज के क्लास से पहले? हाँ, पहले क्या सोचते थे पहले वो बताना है कि नहीं? और क्लास में आपने क्या चेंज किया है आपने वो बताइए, और आगे कैसे करेंगे ये तीन चीज़ बतानी है सबको, है ना? क्या शुड बी डन नहीं करना है, पहले ये बताना है कि क्या करते हैं, फिर बताना है कि कैसे करेंगे आगे। आज क्लास में ये सुनने के बाद मैंने डिसाइड किया कि आगे से ये करेंगे, ठीक है? राइट, गुड पॉइंट। एनीबडी एल्स वुड लाइक टू ऐड? यस, हाँ, नॉट
डुअलिटी,
हाँ, डुअलिटी। यस, एनी अदर पॉइंट? यस प्रभु, हाँ। वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट, दिस इज व्हाट आई वांटेड टू हियर फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ यू, बिकॉज दिस शोज द रियल इंटीग्रिटी। सी, गिविंग टाइम समटाइम्स बिकम्स इजी, बट sometimes when we are there to control our sense gratification in terms of spending money, that becomes too difficult, very difficult. So very important point that we should not waste even a single penny, rather than use the maybe penny in the service of the Lord. That is important point. Like Ravana, what is the difference between Ravana and us? No, Ravana also kidnapped the Lakshmi, wife of Lord Krishna, है ना? Sita, mother Sita, wife of Lord Ram. Who is Sita? Sita is Lakshmi Devi, isn't it? So if you are also stealing the Lakshmi of Krishna and using for our sense gratification, we are also Ravana, tiny Ravana, tiny Ravana. Yes, don't see. Therefore, kill the Ravana in your heart. Very important. Immediately, whenever we are spending, you should immediately when I am Ravana. This money belongs to Krishna and I am using for my sense gratification. So therefore I should use only that much. Then you can see you will remain like a king. Always your bank account will be full. Isn't it? You will spend very carefully each and every money. Very important point. Good. Any other point? Rajkumar Prabhu ko koi change nahi hua. You are not speaking anything.
Yes, sir. Prabhuji, we should regard all property of God, and so we should take and to spend it carefully, and we should be satisfied what He has given us.
हाँ, okay. So आगे से आप करेंगे ऐसा?
हाँ, I will try.
Yes. अभी विनायक प्रभु बोलेंगे कुछ। वो तो पिछले क्लास में सीखा होगा, पिछले क्लास में आपने। ओके, पर आप तो पहले से ही डिटैच है। आज की क्लास में आपने क्या सीखा वो बताइए। ये तो आपने पहले ही क्लास में सीख लिया है। यस,
डू नॉट डू नॉट इंक्रीज योर मेसेजेस एंड बी नेगेटिव, रिड्यूस योर मेसेजेस एंड बी नेगेटिव।
हाँ, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट। डू नॉट इंक्रीज नेसेसिटी एंड बी लाइक ए स्लेव, रादर देन दैट रिड्यूस योर नेसेसिटी एंड act like a king, be like a king, है ना? Very good point. Who else have not spoken till now? Gaurav Anand Prabhu ने कुछ नहीं बोला। हाँ, और ये भी इतने सारे बड़े बड़े माला पहनना गले में, this is complexity, the sign of complexity. सिंपल डिवोटी, सिंपल माला, सिंपल एक माला गले में, हाथ उसमें कोई माला नहीं होनी चाहिए, कान में कुछ नहीं होना चाहिए, इस कॉम्प्लेक्सिटी फैशन है ना? यही तो डिस्कस, ये तो मैंने आपको ये बताना था आपको, इसका मतलब आपने सीखा नहीं। ये कहते हैं कि हम जो सुनना चाहते हैं वही सुनते हैं, और हमको जो सुनने की ज़रूरत है वो नहीं सुनते हैं, आप समझ रहे हैं बात को, दैट इज वन ऑफ द पॉइंट ए पर्सन शुड नो. वॉट वी वॉन्ट टू हियर वी लाइक टू हियर दैट ओनली, बट वॉट वी नीड टू हियर एक्चुअली वी शुड हियर दैट इन द क्लास. ये सारे फैशनेबल चीज़ें तुरंत हटानी चाहिए, ड्यूटी को अच्छा नहीं देता, शोभा नहीं देता है. वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज में चलता है वहाँ पे, है ना, अलग अलग चीज़ें यूज करते हैं लोग, है ना, पर हमारे इंडियंस को विश बी आइडियल डिवोटी, है ना, परफेक्ट बाहर से भी दिखने में अंदर से भी दिखने में डिवोटी. कान में कुछ नहीं, नाक में कुछ नहीं, है ना, गले में बस, जैसे प्रभुपाद ने जो स्टैंडर्ड दिया वही बस, कुछ भी न ज़्यादा न कम, बस दैट्स ऑल डिवोटी. परफेक्ट होना चाहिए हमारा और सब एक तरह से दिखने चाहिए, नहीं तो लगे इस्कॉन वाले अपने मनमानी करते हैं. आवर मूवमेंट इज ऑथराइज, है ना, सब लोग एक तरीके के ड्रेस होने चाहिए, एक तरीके की कंठी माला होनी चाहिए, एक तरीके का ये होना चाहिए. हार्ट में अलग अलग हो सकता है वेरिएशंस, बट द एक्सटर्नल अपीयरेंस शुड बी सेम, जैसे स्कूल ड्रेस होता है ना वैसे एकदम भक्तों का होना चाहिए, तब इस्कॉन लगेगा एकदम. जैसे तमाल कृष्ण महाराज जाते थे हरिनाम संकीर्तन लेके, तो सबको एकदम वेल ड्रेस्ड, एक तरह से तिलक धोती कुर्ता एकदम पहना के सबको एक लाइन में दो लाइन ले, लोग देख के अमेज, यू विल फील अमेज टू सी द डिवोटी इज गोइंग सच ए वेल ड्रेस्ड मैनर, सब एक तरह से दिख रहे थे एकदम लाइक दैट, एंड इट गिव्स ए वेरी प्रेजेंटेबल लुक टू द टू आवर सोसाइटी. नहीं दैट कोई कुछ पहन रहा है, कोई कुछ पहन रहा है, कोई स्टैंडर्ड नहीं है, लोग सोचते हैं इसका कोई स्टैंडर्ड ही नहीं, इसका कौन होगा, ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए, है ना. चलो वेरी गुड, वेरी गुड पॉइंट. तो आपने सीख लिया ये है, तो करेंगे कुछ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ हार्ट तो हो गया है, ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन बाहर से भी होना चाहिए कि आप सब लोग को प्रचारक बनना है ना. पीपुल विल सी यू एंड देन दे विल ऑल्सो स्टार्ट डूइंग लाइक दैट. और पार्टिकुलरली ये सारी चीज़ें लोग ज़्यादा पसंद करते हैं, है कि नहीं, एक भी जगह दिख गया तो वही करेंगे, क्योंकि दिखाएंगे बोलेंगे प्रभु वो गौरवानंद प्रभु तो पहनते हैं, आपके काउंसिली हैं वो, वो तो पहनते हैं. है कि नहीं, मैं क्या कर सकता, मैं भी तो बोल आई कैनॉट से अरे हाँ पहनते हैं, बात तो सही है ना. तो वी शुड बी सिंपल, ज़्यादा ध्यान दीजिए जब पे, भक्ति पे ज़्यादा ध्यान देना है ना. एक्सपीरियंस ये पे इतना बहुत गुड पॉइंट. एनी अदर पॉइंट और कोई बताएंगे? हाँ प्रभु,
वेरी
गुड पॉइंट. वेरी गुड पॉइंट, एनी पॉइंट, आवर मटेरियल नेसेसिटी शुड बी लेस, वी शुड बी सिंपली फील सैटिस्फाइड बाई डिवोशनल सर्विस. ओके, इन दिस वे विल बी हैप्पी, दैट इज द सीक्रेट ऑफ बीइंग हैप्पी. कृष्ण सेज ना सैटिस्फाइड भोक्तारम एव तपसाम सर्वलोक महेश्वरम सुहृदम सर्वदेह भूतानाम ज्ञात्वा माम शांति मृक्षति. लेट कृष्णा एंजॉय, लेट कृष्णा वियर कॉस्टली ड्रेस, लेट कृष्णा हैव द बिग बिग व्हीकल्स, बिग बिग एयर कंडीशन, एवरीथिंग. लेट कृष्णा हैव नाइस फैंसी कार, बिग रथा, बिकॉज ही इज द सर्वलोक महेश्वरम. डोंट यू बी ट्राई टू बिकम लाइक दैट. And Suhidam Sarvabhutanam. Let Krishna become Suhidam Sarvabhutanam. And you become assistant in his activity. Then you will become attain the real peace. So thank you very much. It's already 12:14. We'll stop here. Many of you have to go to Gurgaon. I am very thankful to all of you that you are coming from so far attending this program. Every Sunday. Devotees are coming from Gurgaon, you see. How many of you are from Gurgaon? Raise your hand. Okay. See, these many devotees came 4:30 in the morning for Mangal Arati from Gurgaon. Can you imagine? And we are staying nearby, we cannot come. So this dedication is necessary if you want to go back to Godhead. otherwise very difficult. You know, we have to sacrifice some comfort, some, we have to take some inconveniences for the Lord. And then you see, you'll get taste in chanting Hare Krishna. Okay? So, this time I wanted to discuss little about Gaur Purnima festival. These are the details I'll tell you later. In the train we'll discuss, but main thing I wanted to discuss that what is are the things that you have to bring with you. Okay? There in Mayapur, those devotees who are from Gurgaon, they can, if they want, they can leave now, okay? Because they are not going to Mayapur. Only you are going, na? आपको मैं अलग से बता दूंगा, ठीक है? You all can depart now because it's late.